Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
To get your faith off the ground? Too few disciples for a decent congregation. Too little cash for the license and agreements, let alone that first all-important sacrifice. Ever thought about hiring a god to advertise your god? The saints of the Proma Supremo can be found at every good shopping center and crossroads, shrieking your commercials aloud through broken feet to advertise all of the hot new faiths. We know it's hard starting a small business, and that's why we don't charge up front. For each new disciple and each new sacrifice, we'll automatically bill you for a small cut of the action. The Proma Supremo. And for added benefit, buy our new premium subscription service, which includes our remarketing scheme. If a potential disciple shows interest in your God but doesn't commit to an active conversion, the saints of the Proma Supremo will follow them home, screaming your values and your brand messaging at them, peering through the glass of their front room windows, rattling the doorknob, trying to find a way in at all costs, day.
So, how did you pass the time way back when? When you were on the road for the parish all those years, bird watching? If you don't like the radio, how did you pass the time back then? Did you discuss philosophy or play I Spy?
I Spy.
Just want to make the journey comfortable for the both of us. I don't want to drift off while I'm driving. When I was on the road, I didn't have anybody. I was alone. I mean, I'd sometimes talk to Felix or I'd listen to the radio, but it'd just be me and my thoughts, and that could get real tough. Emotionally, I mean,
Reminiscing was strictly forbidden. I can tell you that much. Penalty of drowning.
That's so interesting. Tell me more about it. If you can't come up with another way of keeping me company while I'm driving, I'm absolutely gonna reminisce.
Oh, don't you fucking dare reminisce in front of me.
I'm gonna reminisce so goddamn hard. So, when I come to think of it, my spiritual and emotional journey began back in Glodish.
I Spy. With my little eye. Something beginning with IFW.
IFW.
The first word is irritating.
That's real unkind.
I spy with my little eye, PACMF.
Punk ass.
Punk ass.
Cop motherfucker. I spy with my little eye, M.O.B.
Yeah, mean old bitch. I spy with my little old eye, a T.C.L.A.M.
What a terrific, cool-looking, awesome motorist. Carpenter! Thank you. That's so sweet of you.
Oh, God. I really didn't want to end up liking you, Hayward.
Okay.
I mean, where does it end? Seriously. You turn out to be a decent sort, maybe everyone's good at heart. What a dreadful outcome that would be. There have to be some monsters, don't there? Because otherwise, how could all of this be happening? Why wouldn't someone have put a stop to it yet? How could we possibly make sense of the evidence of our eyes if there was kindness and courage buried deep in all of us and all we had to do was listen to it? Wouldn't it just be truly fucking awful if it was only people out here and nothing else?
You do like me, though.
Yeah, starting to. Don't get too excited.
We being followed?
Hmm?
You keep looking in the rearview mirror.
No, just a little jumpy. Parish is active along the stretch of the river.
Yeah, well, we'll turn off onto the highway in a couple of hours.
If we stayed on this road heading south, we'd make it down to Marcel's Crossing by nightfall. Another day's driving and we'd be at the Paracletes Gulch.
That's where your old partner's at, right? I bet they don't have excellent games of I Spy going on down at the Paracletes Gulch. He's still on your mind, isn't he?
Hard to get him out of it, really.
Wonder what he's doing now.
Screaming as he dies, maybe. We can only hope.
No!
No! The tide is lower than I've ever seen it, Katabasian Faulkner. The sacrifices have been bound to the waiting post since late last night. And yet the angels have still not come in to feed.
Lay them flat on their bellies. Let the river come to them.
May I be honest with you, Katabasian?
Of course, Sibylline Rhine.
There's a certain amount of doubt lingering amongst the faithful. They've been asking whether the Trawler Man has spoken with you. Whether he has an explanation for all of this. The waters are all but fled from us, and when the river rises, it does so in anger.
Let them know the truth. The Trawler Man is furious. He says that there are enemies amongst us, plotters and tricksters seeking to undermine the fabric of our faith. He does not seek to punish us, but rather to reveal their treachery. As a drought tide reveals the hidden treasures buried in the silt of the riverbed. When these matters are dealt with, the waters will run deep and clear once more. Will you pass that on to them?
Yes. Yes, of course.
Is everything ready for High Katabasian Romont's arrival?
Everything is prepared, Katabasian.
Good. Look at that. No wonder the Trawler Man has so little interest in his offer in Sibylline Rhine. We can't even get the words right. Someone's drawn a Guilefather's ward here, not a canticle of sanctioned flesh. This is clumsy, Sibylline Rhine. That mark may be used to guard oneself against the Trawler Man's angels, but it plays no part in summoning them. I'm gonna need a little chalk.
Chalk for Katabasian Faulkner.
Oh. You have to be careful. Precise. Stop squirming, please. Get the words right, and the river itself will dance to your command, Sibling Rain. Two demi-circle teeth, the feeding sigil, and the marks of twin mouths.
I don't want to die.
And right away, if angels are near, we should see... Help me out, please. There. You see, sibling? We are still capable of remarkable things.
Romont?
Come in, Grieve. Just looking over some of my old treasures. Mason had this mounted for me. A splinter from the Gulf Walker's wreck. A moment that shall live on, eternal in the hearts and minds of the parish. Lovely sentiment. I don't suppose the fanatics of Brother Faulkner have room in their hearts and minds for moments like these. I wonder if they'll even recognize me when I arrive.
You don't have to go, Romont.
Who would I be if I did not? A little risk now, a little excitement. The entire faith will be better for it later on. My people are with me, and Grenshaw is ready to make his sacrifice on my behalf. Fleck sacrificed body and spirit outright for the good of his people, after all. This is very little by comparison. I must focus. Thoughts are on past triumphs when they should be upon the victory that's to come. Convoy's ready?
Waiting for you outside.
I'll contact you as soon as Faulkner is dead. Well, let's get to it. These are the Silt Verses. The Book of Romont, chapter 29, verse 12.
These are the Silt Verses. The Book of Faulkner, chapter 6, verse 48. And I name our disciples thus. Maeve de Broom. Jimmy Yamaguchi. B. Narr. H. R. Owen.
I name our disciples thus. Steve Hendrickson, Sophie Lynch, and Adam Castley.
And it came to pass on the day of the Fiddler Crab's Feast that High Catabasian Romont journeyed far north to the Paraclete's Gulch in person and with a great many attendants, to honor the Prophet Faulkner with the wreath of kelp and the Catabasian's rank formally bestowed, and to applaud the disciples who had bravely defended that place against a far greater foe, as well as those who had gathered there since.
And the High Catabasian was received at the Paraclete's Gulch with great honor, and the admiring faithful gathered around him in multitudes to receive his blessing and to touch the hem of his vestments.
And upon his arrival, the High Catabasian went to visit the battle site and the location of that siege's numerous miracles. And he expressed great wonder at the many things that had been accomplished there.
And these, High Catabasian, are the ramparts. It was here that the Prophet Faulkner bid us stand together, united as one family, with a speech that inspired the Gulch's defenders to miraculous feats of courage and strength.
Mm-hmm.
Several of our sculptors spent weeks working upon this mural after the battle. Some of the bullet holes were incorporated into the design. You'll see that it depicts the Prophet Faulkner and the assembled faithful, their rifles raised, a great and furious flood descending over the heads of our foes.
So it does. I notice that the fortifications have been not simply rebuilt, but somewhat significantly expanded.
Naturally, High Catabasian. Our numbers have swollen, as you've seen. It has been centuries, I hear, since so many gathered at the Paraclete's Gulch.
Yes, indeed.
The Prophet Faulkner's first order was that we should prepare ourselves for further attacks, given just how many of us there are in hiding now. The lawful authorities' war is failing. The legislature's next move will be to pursue their drafting raids in earnest amongst the hidden faiths. No doubt you have made similar provisions in the south.
No doubt. What do you have to show me next?
And it was here that the Prophet Faulkner fought in hand-to-hand combat with the leader of the government troops, a most ferocious god hunter and riflewoman.
Oh. Do we know who came out on top?
The Prophet Faulkner prevailed, thanks to the grace of the trawler man. In the final, desperate moment when all hope seemed lost, the father in the water sent a great man-o'-war angel up from the garden below to aid Catabasian Faulkner in his fight.
Oh, good gods.
And these were Catabasian Faulkner's chambers. It was here, at this table, now certified as a relic of the faith, that he planned the defense of the gulch with his closest advisors.
This was also where Catabasian Mason was murdered, wasn't it?
Yes, High Catabasian, precisely. It was here that Mason gave his life to save Catabasian Faulkner.
Stop. Stop. Where do you honor Catabasian Mason in all of your murals and your relics, Sibling Rain?
I don't...
I'm sure you do honor him. He was a great man, after all. He deserves remembrance. He was instrumental in reclaiming many of the northern temples. He assembled and managed many of our most storied pilgrims of this past generation.
Of course. I believe his name is one of those upon the mural, if you'd care to accompany me back for a second look. We seek to honour all who fought and died at the miracle of the Gulch, Your Eminence, without fear or favour.
Yes, that's the impression you'd given me.
But the High Catabasian had come to fear the Prophet Faulkner, and he envied the Prophet for his power and for the love shown by the Trawler Man's people.
And as the High Catabasian walked in the corridors of the Paraclete's Gulch, he saw that the disciple Faulkner had constructed a grand palace and temple to his own glory and not the glory of the Trawler Man. And he feared in that moment that the disciple Faulkner's hubris might bring the young man great suffering. And the high Catabasian prayed to the trawler man to let his disciple Faulkner regain an honest sense of faith.
And so he plotted that night to have his enemy killed.
Fleck stood among his chosen followers. They were overcome with fear and with doubt, for their enemies were all about them, and there seemed no possibility of escape. And one of the disciples approached Fleck and said unto him, "Great one, our strength is spent, and the tides have dwindled to sludge in the riverbed, and we have nowhere left to turn. We urge you, reach out to our foes. Surrender to them. Beg for our lives." Fleck replied, "Are you so cowardly as to return to our sworn enemies, murderers of our people, anathema to the Father in the water, and crawl upon your belly begging for mercy?"
More wine, High Catabasian.
Let it be so.
Yes. Thank you.
And at once, the disciple was transformed into a monstrous evil.
Can I ask you for an honest opinion?
And squirmed.
Yes, High Catabasian?
What are you people all seeing that I'm not?
No doubt. Fleck said,
seriously, I mean.
Addressing the other disciples.
I'm not sure
our
I understand.
God is a God of miracles.
Doesn't matter.
And he will aid us.
Leave the carafe, please.
If we are only bold.
Thank you.
And audacious, and if we remain true to him.
High Catabasian Romont. The last time we met was at your home. Now you've come to ours. I hope I can only extend to you the same hospitality and kindness that you showed to me. We're a community here, a fellowship of equals, and a community is far more than just one of its members. But in times of crisis, in times of change, it's only natural that we look to our leaders for their wisdom and their words. It reminds us, after all, why we allow them to lead us.
Well, now, I, don't know what to say. Catabasian Faulkner, soon to be, has caught me off guard. Today is the day of going forth, the same day when the promised bride first gazed into the dark waters and saw a reflection that was not her own. It's a holy day of journeys and rebirths and revelations. For most of my life, the Paraclete's Gulch was only a ruin. We never thought we'd retake it. I certainly never thought I'd be looking upon it again in a state of such magnificence. So when I came here, and it's all been rebuilt so quickly, with so many hundreds gathered here, and these earnest young people are talking with such excitement about the Withermark rediscovered, great battles, and prophets of the river, it can all be a little disconcerting. You begin to feel like time is slipping away from you, like something's fallen out of your grasp, like you don't recognize what you're seeing in the water's surface. You begin to long for the old simplicities. I wonder how much has already been forgotten here. But our God has always been a God of change. In our rebirth, we shrug off death. We outlast decay. And it's a wonderful thing, seeing the rebirth of a great man in our prophet Faulkner. It's also, inevitably, a little sad. Because all rebirth is a kind of sacrifice, a hallowing in its own right. The original person departs from us. He fades. And all we're left with is footnotes and mysteries and conjecture. A paper man. A hollow statue. An impression. Our loss, not his. So, here's to our prophet, my dear friend, and to a young man I admire very much indeed. Let's bid farewell to the brother Faulkner we knew, the shell, the first edition, and together let's greet the great man, the prophet, the glory, the Katabasian, as he takes his first steps forth today. We should all be very proud of him.
A toast to our prophet, to Prophet Faulkner!
Your Eminence? All's ready, Your Eminence. Swept the room clean.
Good. Well done. Let's take a look. Everyone else is downstairs, are they? And you've been up here since the feast? Nobody saw you come in? You stayed out of sight when they came in to stoke the fire and turn the sheets?
I've been very quiet, Your Eminence. Nobody has seen.
Good, good. Just as it should be. So, Faulkner will sit here, in the center of the room. I will proceed in a clockwise circle around him, sowing silt to either side, calling upon him to confess his past flaws and failings to the water. When I say aloud, the river rises, it will be just when I have passed behind him, giving you a clear shot at the back of his head. You will step forth from behind the curtain and fire as many times as required to kill him. No fewer than two, I should think. Bang, bang. Followed by a wild series of shots that will hit the wall or ceiling. At your discretion. Bang, 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 bang. This will represent our struggle for the gun. That will be concrete evidence. And we can overturn the table as well. You know what you'll say? Good lines, aren't they? Is there anything else? Is there anything else? No, nothing else. No need for delay, is there? You're ready, and so am I. Let's do it. Let's summon him. You can get into position.
Yes, Your Eminence.
Right. You will shout, won't you? When you step out from behind the curtain, some CLS slogan, words of outrage and contempt. I'll tell them later that you shouted, but just in case someone is close enough to hear it, it's important that you do actually shout. I'll shout as well, words of protest.
Of course I'll shout to your enemies.
And when you step out from behind the curtain, you must use your free hand to toss it forcibly to one side, hmm? To avoid stumbling.
I will, your enemies.
Of course. What am I saying? I'm fretting unnecessarily. I know you're capable, Grenshaw. I'm just trying to... Mason would have taken care of this once, you know. This level of detail, the grace notes that bring solidity, reality. He had a real eye for it. Grenshaw. Do you understand what people see in him? I mean, it's obvious, isn't it? That the man's a liar, a fraud, as clear as day.
Yes, your enemies.
People can always feel it in their gut, can't they? When they're being tricked, when they're being lied to. If that's true, then why have so many come? Why is the gulch packed with bodies, and why is his name upon their lips? Oh, I wish Greve was here. I feel bereft among these people. She thought I was a fool to come. She warned me against it. But if anything, Grenshaw, I feel more resolved. We have a duty. A sacred duty to put a stop to this before it goes any further. There's no way he could know. Not unless... Grenshaw, I can trust you, can't I? I know I can trust you.
Believe in me as you believe in the Father himself, your enemies. Neither he nor I shall fail you.
Of course, of course. Forgive me. I feel a little adrift, Grenshaw. All of these plotters and these false prophets, conspirators in every corner. Makes you long for simpler times, hmm? It will all become simple again. Once Faulkner is taken care of, I promise you, it will all become simple again. I'll go and find someone. Hello? Damn dark out here. Hello?
While the high down to the river's edge, A woman hopes for the water's edge, that her end might come to set her free. The woman looks o'er the river's edge, and into dark water she weeps. Oh, sing, flesh and soul. The tide arises as it will.
Hello? Hello?
Your Eminence.
Ah!
I'm sorry, Your Eminence. I didn't intend to startle you.
That's quite all right. I couldn't find anyone, Sibling Rain. I called for an attendant and nobody answered me, and nobody seems to be down here as well.
Your attendant said that you were to be left alone in your chambers to prepare for the drowned man's hearing, Your Eminence, without disturbance. Everyone is enjoying the feast as you instructed them.
Of course, that's right and proper. I was looking for the Prophet Faulkner's chambers.
It's the other direction, High Catabasian.
Of course it is. I was here quite often when I was young, you know. 11 or 12, before it was lost. I used to know these stairwells better than I knew myself. Could you please find the Prophet Faulkner and tell him I'm ready to see him for the expurgatory rites?
I should be glad to, Your Eminence. I believe he's still down at the feast.
Thank you. All right. They're bringing him now.
Here as requested. High Catabasian. For the drowned man's hearing?
I don't understand, Faulkner. How did you beat me back here?
You must have taken the long way around, via the eastern stairwell. If you know the passageways of the gulch well, it's not actually far at all from my chamber to yours. Rain really should have shown you the correct path. I'm sorry about that. I should also apologize for letting myself in uninvited, Your Eminence. I expected to find you already here, and when you did not respond to my knock, I grew concerned for your safety.
That's quite all right. How did you get in, though?
Oh, I have keys to everything. The expurgation rites, High Catabasian? I'm seated already. The rest is up to you.
Yes. Yes, of course. Just give me one moment. Who stands at the whirlpool's heart?
Faulkner, of the parish of Tide and Flesh.
Who lingers at the river's edge?
Faulkner, of the parish of Tide and Flesh.
To become a Catabasian of the Trawler Man is to lose sight of light and love beneath dark waters. It is to renounce one's past, to forget one's old loyalties of family and fellowship, to become naught but a vessel of faith, floating upon the currents of the divine. Speak now of the man you will leave behind, the man you have been. Gaze deep into his reflection. Confess his weakness, his crimes, his frailties. Renounce this man, strip his flesh free from your flesh, drown him in the river's depths, and be rid of him.
To confess honestly is a rare opportunity. The man I've been these past few years is increasingly someone I have become frustrated with, Your Eminence. He has lied to others and himself. He has done untold harm in pursuit of his own ambitions. Truth has meant very little to him. Friendship and care have meant a great deal to him, but even so, these are things he has discarded when it mattered most. He wanted to be a great man, but he's failed so far even at being a good one. And he's lonely too, more than anything else. He's become lonely.
The river rises.
The river rises. Your speech moved me at the feast tonight, Your Eminence. About how a great man leaves his past selves behind. It made me think for a moment that I might have found someone equally lonely. When I was young, you know, I genuinely believed that I was the chrysalis or larval form of a great man. That I'd been chosen by our God for some audacious purpose, and that in time and through action, the essential truth of my greatness would become visible to all the world. It has become very clear to me now, as I've encountered great men like Catabasian Mason and yourself, that precisely the opposite is true. Every step I take towards my own greatness is a step away from the original truth of myself. A step into the endless monotony of performance. And the more successful my performance is, the more of myself I'm going to lose. So yes, perhaps he does deserve to perish, this man I'm stepping out from. I'll mourn him, all the same.
The river rises.
Yes, it does. I had a good friend once. Perhaps my only friend. And even before I came to know her well, I could see that her faith was dying in her heart. One day at a time. At first, I despised her for that. Then I began to pity her. It's only now, I think, that I'm beginning to understand her. Hi, Catabasian. I'm beginning to feel most strongly and most compellingly that the Trawler Man does not have a plan for you or for me. That there's nothing coherent to be found in the depths of the White Gull. That what you or I may believe to be divine guidance is merely the mercurial movements of the dark water, or a mouth in the depths rising mindlessly to swallow the food that's been left floating for it on the river's surface. That all of us have been tricked. I used to pray that I would prove myself a worthy vessel for the Trawler Man. But increasingly I wonder if he is not an inadequate vessel for our people and our community. But the irony is this. The less I can be certain that I do love the Trawler Man,
or that indeed there is anything in our God that can be loved, the more urgent the performance becomes. For the sake of our people, the more absolute the necessity that I assert his sacred truth and that I assert myself as the messenger of his truth. You heard them calling my name down there, didn't you? Faulkner. Faulkner. Once upon a time, that would have tickled my pride and my ego. Now my name in their mouths comes with a weight to it. It's a grave reminder of my responsibility. Because they have hope now. And that is a great and precious thing. If I am to be great, then it seems apt that I will be required to make the greatest of all sacrifices. I will sacrifice my personhood for the good of those all around me. I will pretend to be righteous. I will pretend to be guiltless and fiery and faithful. So that all of these dear people can have a figurehead who's deserving of their worship.
It seems very brave and perhaps a little foolish to confess your loss of faith at the very moment you wait to be admitted into the Catabasians' Council. The river rises.
Why should I be afraid of honesty, Your Eminence? At the moment you intend to murder me, the river rises.
What?
You keep staring at the curtain, Romont. Are you trying to figure out whether your assassin perhaps has been assassinated? The river rises.
Catabasian Faulkner, I feel as if perhaps you...
Grinshaw's downstairs with the rest of your men. Disarmed, bruised, and battered, but alive. Although, again, you were going to let him die, weren't you?
I really don't know what you're talking about, Faulkner. If this is some kind of joke, it certainly isn't a funny one. And there's certainly no respect in it.
I disagree. I find it a little comic that you came all this way to flatter me before you killed me. But you couldn't even bring yourself to flatter me well. You called me prophet all night like you were laughing at it. Where's the respect in that?
I am an elder of the faith.
Yes, you are older than me. Not worthier, not better loved. But you are older. Why should you deserve respect for being born before me, Your Eminence? When all it means now is that you're standing in my way.
I think you need to leave my chambers, Faulkner. At once.
I disagree. But I do think I've confessed enough, Your Eminence. I think it's your turn now. So come. Confess to me.
I don't...
Confess!
This changes nothing. For either of us. You'll leave the chamber and tomorrow you'll be crowned as a Catabasian, just as we agreed. I'll forgive and forget these paranoid accusations of yours, and you won't raise them with another living soul. What other options do you have?
Kill you, perhaps.
You'd be despised. Our people would turn on you, every one of them. You'd have nowhere to hide. Your name would be the lowest joke, the worst insult.
You prize our people's fidelity, High Catabasian. I'll gamble on their fury. Downstairs in the banqueting hall, Sibylle Rain is talking to your retinue members, telling them the truth. The entire truth. About your plot to legalize us. About your cowardice. Your surrender.
I don't...
They'll be given a choice. They can go home to the Lower Delta
the Katabasians Council and your new allies in the legislatures. Or they can stay here with us and fight back. Are you confident, Your Eminence, that every member of your retinue will want to go home? And if you can't be certain of them, then how about the many hundreds whose names you do not know?
You goddamn fool. It'll be a schism. You've created a schism. You split us in two.
When the pure is separated from the rotten, Your Eminence, that's not a schism at all. It's a cleansing act.
Laughable. You do realize how laughable it is, don't you? The temerity of it. To call yourself pure. You are a rotten thing, Faulkner. A canker that's grown into the flesh of our people and our faith. You didn't live through the last raid, so you don't remember. You don't have a clue about what's coming for us all if we don't make our peace with them. This new draft will consume us. They'll show us no mercy. They'll round us up like dogs. Our people will be hunted into extinction. Will you then be satisfied?
Our people will survive, Romont. I'll keep them safe. I'm truly, truly sorry it's come to this. If you hadn't come after me, Romont, no matter what you did, I'd never have thought to put the two of us at odds.
I don't believe you.
I think under the circumstances, it's probably best if you crown me with the kelp wreath now, instead of waiting until the ceremony tomorrow. It's over there in the case, isn't it? I'm ready whenever you are.
Here you go.
Thank you. The shortest ceremonies are often the most meaningful, aren't they?
Who told you?
Did you think yourself subtle?
Grieve. Grieve told you. She...
Her faith in you was wanting, High Katabasian.
What happens now?
I already told you. Now you go home. Without delay, and with any of your retinue who still want to accompany you. Your cars are waiting at the gates. Once you're gone, I'll tell my disciples the truth. That you made an attempt on my life. That it was clumsily executed. And that it was carried out in the name of your efforts to push through with the covert and undemocratic legalization of our faith. You're free to return home and tell your people whatever story you like. But I hope it's a convincing one. Because my truth will spread like the tide.
What about the ceremony?
We have the kelp wreath. We have the driftwood rod. We know the words. Why would we need you? Come, let's get your coat. It's raining out.
Faulkner, you're really not going to kill me?
I just did.
Your Eminence. I'm so sorry, Your Eminence. Let me down.
Why are we stopping? Crenshaw, where's the ford?
Ahead of us, Your Eminence. Flash flood, it looks like. Must be all of the rain.
I've never seen the waters this high.
We can go east, Your Eminence. To the next bridge.
No, drive on through it. We need to get home as quickly as possible. The waters will part to speed our passage.
Of course, Your Eminence. Hold on tight.
Well done.
Look, Your Eminence. There are angels walking in the fort. It's a sign, Your Eminence. A sign that the Troll Man has not forsaken us.
There are a great many angels in the water indeed. Crenshaw, there's a prayer mark in my pocket. He's planted a mark on me. They're coming for us. Get us out of the water, quick, get us moving. Crenshaw, what's happening?
We're stuck. Run, Your Eminence. Pike out to base you.
No! This has gone more than far enough! No, you will not touch me! You will not harm me! The Troller Man knows me as first among his faithful. You will know me. You are my servants as you are his. I was the first High Catavasian to lay my hands upon the wreck of the Gulf Walker. I was the first to read the Pishing translations. I gave the order for the reclamation of the gulch. This was not nothing. Do you hear me? I am not nothing.
Don't you recognize me? Don't you know who I am?
It's over.
Good. It's getting late. I'll share the news with our people downriver first thing tomorrow. We'll declare a period of general mourning. Any politicking over the death, any hostilities, can wait until next week at least.
Since tomorrow you and I are to be in a Ms. Grieve, let's at least be honest with one another tonight, hmm?
Fair enough. It's already done. We announced the murder of High Katabasian Romont 4 hours ago. You've been named as the assassin.
You already...
I'm afraid we had to get ahead of you.
I must have impressed you a great deal, Grieve, to have inspired that kind of confidence in me.
You didn't impress me at all. Romont lost his footing years ago. A great man once. But no longer. When the water gets deep enough, you start to think about betting on the salmon and not the bear. Besides, it was the best approach. A schism was always inevitable, but it'll be far easier to keep the reasonable people on side with legalization when they hear that you murdered the High Katabasian.
He didn't die in my halls. It seems far more likely that the legislatures assassinated him.
Sure. That sounds plausible. And upriver, I'm sure some of our people will believe you. The frothing and fervent disciples who aren't thinking too hard about just how many of our leaders keep dying around you.
It's my truth against yours. Are you feeling confident?
You'll burn brighter for a while, I'm sure. You've got your followers flocking to your banner and all of that. But do you know what your problem is, Faulkner?
Go on.
They believe in you. You're a holy man, a direct conduit to our God, a perfect, flawless, shining thing. Not like Romont or me. What happens when the graven image begins to fracture, I wonder? When reality rears its ugly head from the black water, and something happens that you cannot possibly spin in your own favor? Or what happens when your fanatics prove too rabid even for you, and they get a glimpse of the hesitation, the terror in your eyes?
The Trawler Man has favored me this far.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. And I have to say, I can't wait to see how he'll favor you next. How are the waters upriver, Faulkner?
Clear, deep, and hungry.
The same down here. Good luck in the war to come, Faulkner. Sooner or later, I think you'll find the lies begin to run just as dry.
Your
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.